from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. More than 100 police officers came out Saturday afternoon to Newark's Ironbound section to honor Detective Joseph Ascona, who was gunned down Friday night. Wilson Avenue and Lafayette Streets were both shut down for the procession that lasted over an hour while Ascona's body was transported to a funeral home, News 12 reports. Police from Bayonne to Gloucester City, many departments in between, showed up where they stood and saluted in silence. The 26-year-old was shot and killed by a 14-year-old before he even got out of his patrol car to investigate illegal gun activity. A second officer who was shot remains hospitalized. He's expected to recover. The teen was also injured. He's charged with Ascona's murder. A new bill in the New Jersey legislature would add criminal penalties for anyone who impersonates a first responder and then commits another crime.
The bill is in response to what we saw in California, where I believe there was at least one arrest that was made where somebody was dressed up as a firefighter going into homes that were abandoned because of the fire and robbing them.
Morris County Senator Joe Panaccio says that decreases the faith disaster victims have that a firefighter or police officer is real and there to help. An unlicensed minor faces charges following a fatal crash on Route 37 in Toms River, in which the teen was allegedly clocked at speeds exceeding 115 miles per hour. The accident happened Friday night when police spotted a car traveling at a high rate of speed entering Seaside Heights. They cut off the chase due to safety concerns, notified police in neighboring communities. Seaside Heights police clocked the car at 118 miles per hour before crashing into another vehicle. The driver and a passenger in the second car were killed, two other passengers severely injured. Did you know there are 1.4 million vehicles in New Jersey with open recalls? That totals for about 20% of all registered vehicles in the state, says Lonnie Haschel, program manager at the National Safety Council. He says that sometimes people don't even know their car has been recalled.
We encourage people to go to a webpage. It's checktoprotect.org and enter their license plate or their VIN to see if their vehicle is one of those 1.4 million that you've got there in New Jersey.
He says recall repairs are always free, and even if you think the repair can wait, don't. Unrepaired safety recalls can pose serious risks to both passengers in cars and roadway users. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 602. Fast traffic is next.
Our Jersey traffic team never sleeps. They're on 24-7 to keep you moving all day and all night long. Fast traffic every 15 minutes, only on New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, it's Jen Ursulo, and whether you're dealing with New Jersey 101.5 News Time 604, now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Morning, Jen. Good morning, drivers. Troubles on Route 80. In addition to the closure eastbound at exit 34, we have a westbound car fire out by exit 25 at Stanhope. Looks like one lane is closed there west of Route 206. 46 and 10 getting busy out of Roxbury with the alternate traffic from the 80 closure. Route 1 and 9 northbound, the Skyway, very slow because of a crash on the Newark side. Tunnelly Avenue is also slow at Jersey City from a separate accident. Gothels Bridge was slow. That's getting better coming in from Staten Island. Earlier accidents been cleared there. Police activity. Outer Bridge Crossing looking good. Parkway coming up from the shore. Everything is in good shape. NJ Transit looking good. There's a local water main break in Summit at Springfield Avenue by Irving Place, not too far from the train station, so budget some extra time there. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. It is a good ride overall, but we have 70 westbound between Haddonfield Road and Cuthbert Boulevard in Cherry Hill with wires that are down. And the eastbound side is open, but the westbound side is shut down between Haddonfield and Cuthbert, and that is that area where we have ongoing roadworks. So just keep that in mind. It's pretty slow. 70 in Cherry Hill. New Jersey Fast Traffic sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you can save money on car insurance checking Allstate first. What are you waiting for? Check Allstate. Get a quote. You're in good hands with Allstate. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 618 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 605. Need a real ID starting this Friday? New Jerseyans can start making appointments with the Motor Vehicle Commissioner's Real ID Thursdays initiative. Beginning on March 20th, licensing centers across the state will focus on issuing real IDs on Thursdays in an effort to meet demand. The move is expected to add 4,500 new appointments for each Real ID Thursday. Appointments can be made on the website njmvc.gov. Like it or not, daylight saving time is here as clocks were turned an hour ahead Sunday. Helmut Zarbul, director of the Environmental and Occupational Health Science Institute at Rutgers University, says the time to get your body ready is a week before springing forward.
So what you should do to prepare is get up 10 minutes earlier every day for a week so that you're having a minor change. By the time the time change comes around, your clock is already adjusted and you won't have this big impact.
A Gallup poll taken in January shows 54% of those polled would like to stick with standard time year-round, while 40% would like to keep daylight saving time. 6% say they don't know. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com, click on demand. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 607. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's New Jersey forecast is next.
Wake up with the Jersey 101.5 Morning Show, bringing you award-winning news, traffic, weather, and all things Jersey.
Hey, this is Eric.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time coming up on 6:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Nice cool start to a really nice spring-like day here across New Jersey. We've got temperatures mainly around 40, although there are some pockets of chillier weather. You'll want a jacket or sweater to start the day, but you might not need it later on. High 60 to 65 degrees today. One of the warmest days of the year so far with lots of sunshine, dry weather, and just a light breeze. So enjoy a beautiful day. Clear and cool tonight. We're back down to around 40. Let's do it again tomorrow. Mostly sunny and even warmer. Highs push into the mid-60s, but that's it. We're going to cool down again on Wednesday. It'll be partly sunny and breezy. Highs in the lower to mid-50s. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. Did you know VCS Software does payroll? VCS can take your employees all the way from clocking in to getting paid and handle every step of the payroll process, including taxes, benefits, deductions, and more. For a trusted partner for painless payroll, go to VCSHCM.com today.
Right now, Union 42 degrees. It's 42 in Long Branch, Vineland 39. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.